This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Robert Ginsburg, who is the curator for the Northwest Arkansas Jazz Society's Summer Jazz Concert Series, the 14th one.
That's right, Kyle. 14 years of summer jazz concerts. They used to be over in Stella Boyle Smith Fine Arts Concert Hall. For the last few years, we've moved over to the Walton Arts Center, and we've kind of snuggled up there. We like that venue. It's a great place for jazz.
This year, you have a pianist who's played with Joshua Redman and Wynton Marsalis. You have an Emmy Award-winning composer. You have a guitarist who's played all over the world and with the likes of Dizzy Gillespie and Sarah Vaughan.
Just three concerts, but it's a rich palette. Yeah, it's really a great season. And we're starting off with a bang, the one and only group that is a touring band, and this is Aaron Goldberg. Not exactly a household name. YouTube Aaron, and you will be blown away. He's played around the world. He's played with the likes of Betty Carter, great jazz vocalists. He's paid his dues. He's a young man in his 30s. Amazing composer and just a hard-driving modern jazz post-bebop stylist.
Included in the release about the series is a quote that says he leads one of the most exciting trios in jazz. Is that hyperbole?
You know, it really isn't, because the trio format to begin with is such an exciting – you don't have that horn player that kind of exudes excitement, whether it's a saxophonist or a trumpet. So a trio has a different dynamic. It's a very stable musical triangle, but it also at its best is one of the most compelling dynamics to me, because the interplay is very on the surface, and the dynamics are so exciting because so much depends on the melodic center of the piano player. So when you have somebody like Gonzalo Rubalcaba, who was here once with his trio, which was another one of the trios of this caliber that is just thrilling.
Really? You're going to – because Gonzalo Rubalcaba was considered one of the greatest living jazz pianists, right?
Well, you know, he's one of those great Cuban piano players and exciting in terms of his pyrotechnics and –
And so the Aaron Goldberg Trio is on this level?
I would absolutely put him on that level, Kyle. It's great stuff, as you will hear.
Aaron Goldberg Trio will begin this summer series, and that's on June 30th.
June 30th. They're all Saturday nights. They're all at Star Theater, and tickets are available online on the phone. Jazz Society members get a significant discount. So,
could you join the Jazz Society right now and be eligible for that discount?
It's funny you should ask. Our newly reworked website is finally up and running, and it's digjazz.com, as in can you dig it, digjazz.com. All the info about the series with links to the artists and how to become a member of the Jazz Society is there. And we're a nonprofit. The financial basis is membership and concert sales, and the whole Summer Jazz Concert Series really sponsors our student scholarship program. So it's you save $5 per ticket if you are a member of the Jazz Society, and that alone would just about pay for an individual membership.
The Composer Showcase is in the middle of this year's festival. That's July 28th, and it's a little bit different this year.
It is. The Composer Showcase was kind of our tip of the hat, the Jazz Society and KUAF's tip of the hat to our regional composers and performers. We wanted to give these regional guys a showcase where there wasn't a TV set behind them and people serving drinks in front of them, and put them on stage. And also put them on stage playing original compositions, not just doing standards and covers. And it's been very successful. We decided this year, instead of having a palette of different composers and different ensembles, we'll still have a palette of different ensembles, which will definitely include the 18-piece Fayetteville Jazz Collective Big Band, Claudia Burson's Trio, Jim Greason's Hogtown Hot Club, Ooh. Gypsy Swing Band, and several more to be announced. But instead of a bunch of different composers, every one of these groups is going to interpret the works of one composer, and that's Dr. Jim Greason from the university.
Who is – he's the Emmy winner that I referred to when we began this conversation. He won for a soundtrack that he created for the Buffalo Flows. And he has been writing and playing
– forever, since we were in junior high school together in St. Louis. Jim and I grew up together.
You were, I did not know you were in junior high school together.
Yeah, I thought I told you this story. Many years ago in the 80s, early 80s, when Jim first moved here, I didn't know he had moved here. I was walking up around the square, and I saw at Hugo's there was some live music downstairs and said, Jim Greason. And I went, that can't be the Jim Greason I went to school with. And sure enough, it was. So Jim is an outstanding composer and guitarist and bassist. And he has quite a body of work. So it'll be interesting to hear Jim's music played by an 18-piece big band, by a trio, some gypsy jazz, and who knows what else it could be.
You call this a jazz variety show.
Yeah, exactly. And I love that sort of thing where it's not just – I mean, if it's a great group, you can sit for hours and listen. But having that different dynamic of duos, trios, quintets, big band, it just adds to the evening to me. So and you know, knowing that the motif flowing through all of this, of course, will be the compositions of Jim Greason. So that's the Composer Showcase Saturday, July 28th.
Then August 11th, another Saturday – Vic Juris. He's the guitarist I mentioned who's played with Sarah Vaughan and Dizzy Gillespie.
Dizzy Gillespie. Vic Juris is absolutely a chameleon, Kyle. He can play bossa nova. He's been here before with Nilson Mata's Brazilian Voyage. He's played the Artisphere Festival. He's a great samba player. He's self-taught. He grew up
big Chuck Berry fan as
a kid.
He grew up,
that's what kind of inspired him to play the guitar. And then he moved into jazz, but he can play all styles, totally modern stuff, Ornette Coleman type stuff, bebop, gorgeous ballads. He really has an eclectic taste in music. And one of the things about Vic, I'm going to say, is in his late 50s, right near at 60. He's almost my age, and he is at that point in his career where he's so good, he doesn't have to prove it to anybody. He is not about flash and pyrotechnics, although he can go there anytime he wants. But if he does, it's for a good reason. It's not just to show off. He's confident in his playing, and he's one of these guys that really has something to say and a very generous player. He gives his sidemen a lot of room. His compositions are fantastic as well. And he's also one of those musicians who I find the most desirable, who has a voice, and you can hear it in his playing.
DigJazz.com to find out the whole schedule and bios of all those involved.
Yes, and feel free to email me, info@digjazz.com. I'd love your feedback on what you want to hear and what you think of the site. And we'd love to see you at this summer's KUAF Summer Jazz Concert Series.
There is cabaret seating, and there's then general admission. What's the capacity per concert, any
idea?
It's
only about 150 people.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So
very intimate. And, you know, usually during the Walton Arts Center season, we do two 70-minute shows. This is going to be two sets with an intermission. We're not doing two shows, so our capacity is really
half
just that.
Yeah. Of what you're used to.
And what seems to be selling the quickest are the cabaret seats, but I wouldn't wait. And again, I'll mention, if you are a member of the Jazz Society, you'll save $5 a ticket.
All right. DigJazz.com. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Kyle.